philosophies in my experience and my experiment. It is raining here. What the fuck? We have the floods back. Good times. And I thought that it was starting to clear, but now the rain set in again. It is quite disconcerting. Disconcerting. Don't know which word it is. My heart really goes out to anyone who is feeling triggered by this weather in the Northern Rivers. What I wanted to talk about today was being a projector. I wanted to talk about human design. I am absolutely feeling the pull to finally honor that human design is a thing for me to teach, to guide in, to honor my own gravitational pull towards it. And I wanted to explore this a little bit because I've had a few questions from people about like being a projector in business and how do I do that? And, you know, human design doesn't really give us a vocation. You know, a lot of people come to me to figure out what their purpose is, and human design doesn't necessarily work like that because actually your purpose is just to be who you are, right? And it doesn't give you, it can give you some ideas, I guess, as to what people come to you for and how, like, the parts of you that you could double down on. But it's all of that other stuff, figuring it out is mental. And human design is not about the mental, it's about the physical, it's about being in your body. And So I felt this real pull, and I thought I would talk a little bit about how I got to this point now where I am feeling there's recognition and where I am feeling like I can step further in to like the next experience when it comes to this. Because, you know, I have been really struggling with where I'm going and what I'm doing with my life. But there has been this thing here. However, it didn't really make sense. And to be honest, I didn't really want to put all of my eggs into the human design basket. And I still don't, because I'm, you know, from a human design perspective, it's really going to only be particularly useful over the next 5 years. Do I want to commit all my time and energy to something that I'm not sure has a lifespan beyond that? Don't know. But also I love all the other stuff I do. I love working with people on their creative process. I love, you know, guiding people around their voice and expressing themselves, whether that is through strategy for a podcast or, you know, like having them come here and get their podcast live in a day, like, teaching them the podcasting, right? Like, and being a voiceover artist, I really love all that stuff. And so there's been this like conflict within me. Do I want to put my eggs into this basket or not? But I've been dancing around it for a while, and I had gotten to this point earlier this week, no, last week, where I was feeling very stagnant and resistant. That's the only words that I can use to describe it. Like this, I thought, well, I've got to do this. And I launched a podcaster's mastermind and had 2 signups. And, you know, yeah, it triggered a little bit of my old stories about failure, but it wasn't as personal this time. I was just like, oh, well, that didn't work out. And maybe it's because the recognition is shifting. So I kind of sat around in this like real internal resistance. Somebody asked me, I wrote a post about splenic resistance and how I wanted to start listening to my body to see where it was leading me rather than trying to figure it out in my head and feeling all this resistance in my body. You know, because like in personal development, we're told consistently, check in with your resistance, what's it about? Kind of like work out what it's about, inquire into it and, you know, and then kind of like move beyond the resistance. But the resistance is there to, particularly for me, to tell me, no, not healthy for you right now, not where you should be putting your energy and attention. And so I stopped and I started to listen to, okay, what am I being pulled towards? If I'm feeling this resistance around this, where am I feeling not as much resistance? And it caused me to write the splenic resistance post, right, which is on Instagram. You can go check it out. And then I started to think about myself, okay, so where is the recognition right now? This is something I ask myself, and I'd forgotten to do this when I say it to other people all the time. In fact, in my human design workshop, I actually said this to projectors. Have a look to see where the recognition is. Have a look back and see where the invitations are. And so I started to think, okay, so where is the recognition right now? And I noticed, like, just practicing awareness around it, I noticed that a lot of people that particular day came to me to ask me questions like, so this is happening in my life. What is, you know, is there some kind of part of my design that would explain that? Or like, oh my God, I'm at this really, you know, I'm at this precipice of massive change in my business. I can feel myself holding myself back. What does this mean from a design perspective? You know, all of these little questions about what does this mean from my design? What does this mean? What does this mean? And so I was like, okay, well, there's obviously some recognition here around human design. And so I'm still not sure what I'm doing with it. I've spent the last 2 days writing out some gate descriptions for a few projects that I'm kind of playing with in the back of my mind and just seeing what invitations kind of come. And there has been part of me that I recognized just like 20 minutes ago where I, you know, I've put so much time and effort into preparing all this information on the gates in human design, like a breakdown of the 64 gates. And like, it's quite detailed. And it's been a lot of time that I've put into it. And I found myself having this little conversation around, is this the best use of your time? Could you be, like, this isn't bringing any income in. Why are you wasting your time on this? And I had to remind myself, well, because I'm being pulled towards this. And I, at some point, I have to really, if I'm going to lead in this space, then I really have to be leading by example. That's part of my design, is to lead by example. And if I'm not in integrity in that, if I'm saying to people, follow your strategy and authority, but I'm not living that, it's fucking like just word salad, right? It's time for me. And there have been times where, as a third line, the experimenter, I have experimented with that and tried to initiate and realized, okay, yep, that's right. It doesn't work for me. And there's a lot of trust involved in just the projector experience in general, but like there's a lot of trust involved in following strategy and authority. But if I'm going to do it, it might as well be now while I'm at this, in this limbo land, right? Like the limbo land is providing me this space to transform. So why not just do it? Why not just be in it? Why not just explore what is here in this space? Why not give myself permission to see where I'm drawn, see where recognition takes me, and see what invitations open up as part of that? So that's kind of where I'm at the moment. And I just wanted to share a few little reflections on my journey with human design so far, right? So that you can see, like, often we're trying to mentally figure it out, but these things have a way of shaping their own trajectory in life, right? So I was initially invited to a human design reading in December of 2017. And it was because the person who was doing the reading, an incredible woman called Roz Isbell, recognized me, recognized something that I had done from the kindness of my heart and wanted to repay me for that. And so she invited me to have a reading with her, and it changed my life, and it really invited me into human design. And with that curiosity as a 1-3, I went about learning more and learning more. And over the last 4 and a bit years, I've continued that learning and developing. And in the beginning, I was just fascinated by it. So I was talking to people, and I would learn, because as a projector, I learn through the other. So I learn through seeing you. I learn who I am through the reflection of you to me. So for me, as a 1-3, I could learn this information, but until it had an expression outside of me, until I had been sharing it with others and having their feedback on it, it wasn't real. And so I just started bringing it up in conversation, not with any attachment, because I did not see myself moving into human design back then, let me tell you, and I'm not sure I still do. But I just started sharing it because I was just so obsessed with it. And then I started just, you know, pulling people's charts and giving them readings via Messenger in 1 minute, 1 minute increments, you know, like 35 fucking messages through Instagram, and pulling people's charts and just kind of giving them reflection, a lot of it uninvited, and a lot of it did not land with anyone because I was pushing it on. But it gave me the experience, right? Like, it gave me the experience to know, oh yeah, there's no recognition there. That's okay. It was still a good process for me to learn design as I'm going through their chart and sharing stuff that I see. But eventually people started to want a reading with me, and so I made that available. And those readings have been something. In fact, throughout last year, when I was moving through the really big stuff with Miko and my life just felt like a complete shit show, that those readings were one of the things that just kept me afloat. They kept me connected to other people, connected to something outside of myself when I was in a really deep, dark place. And it felt easy. The other stuff, even the podcast stuff, felt suddenly hard. Like, I remember doing a podcast reading during it all, a podcast audit, and it just felt hard. And I just wanted to talk about human design, not the podcast. So I just recognized it felt easy. And then, like, more invites started to come, and I got invited to speak to a friend of mine's group program about it. And those people booked some readings. And then I just noticed that people more and more were kind of coming to me. When they were arriving, they wanted to know more about their business and how the business and the human design things come together. And so I've recognized that there's probably some recognition there. I'm just not quite sure what to do with that. I've been thinking about running some more, getting back into coaching. That is something that I'm feeling drawn back into after really swinging away from it. For a number of years, I haven't really wanted to do anything in the business space because I felt like it was really predatory and not, there wasn't a lot of integrity in business coaching. And so I had to swing and be completely repulsed by it. And now I feel like I'm coming into a space where I'm open to that again. I'm just not quite sure what it looks like. And then I actually reached out to a manifestor friend of mine to ask her for some reflections, because as a projector, it can be a really interesting experience. We have within us this whole universe of knowledge, skills, talent, wisdom to guide, right? But unless it's invited out of us, we don't really know what is wanted. Right? Like, it's very hard to see yourself as a projector. I mean, I know myself, but I find it hard to know what is of value that is within me, because it's all just here until it's invited out. And when it's invited out, I'm like, fuck, that is profound. Or, you know, but it's just kind of sitting in here stagnant, waiting for that invitation out. And so I went to this manifestor because I know that she recognizes me and she comes to me for the human design advice. And so I kind of just asked her what she, if she could just inform me, because that's what manifestors do, inform me as to what she sees, the value, like what could I bring. And so she talked for 9 minutes about all the things that I bring, and it felt like the deepest recognition. It was so amazing. And it helped to solidify some things. Like, yes, I am really great at when you're having a personal crisis in your business or life, but in your business, helping to keep you in your lane so that you are staying in alignment with your design and not falling prey to the conditioning, but really standing in your true power and coming from the essence of you. You know, really, like, yeah, like we all, I have just been moving through a lot of personal chaos and a lot of business chaos myself. And so, you know, again, leading by example, really coming back to my own design. Okay, let's come back to my strategy and authority. Let's come back to what is in black and red on my chart. And, you know, and allow that to lead rather than my mental ability. And so now I'm feeling like I'm in this preparation phase, and I'm not quite sure where this is leading, though I do know that there is an element of human design, there is an element of business, and we'll just kind of see what unfolds from here. So I guess that's just a little bit of my experience as a projector. If you are a projector, you probably quite resonate with the idea that, you know, you have all this wisdom and knowledge, and it almost feels like it's going to waste in us. And then all of a sudden, someone recognizes it within us and invites all of that stuff within us out. And it's just like success, right? Like that is the feeling of success. Such a good feeling. But what I will say is there is like all I've done throughout this process is follow where I feel pulled, honor that I'm preparing. I'm not even really sure what I'm preparing for. Letting go of expectation is super important for a projector because we cannot control the outcome. And that feels sometimes like a powerless kind of passive way to be. But it's the only way for us to be, because it's the only way that works when we are, yeah, more passive in our experiencing and allowing things to unfold rather than mentally figuring out how to hack the system. Like, yes, we're very intelligent. In fact, that is our gift, is our intelligence. And that intelligence might be partly mental, but it's actually more physical. You know, it's an embodiment of truth or something. I don't know. It's like the universe does live within us. But without the invitation, yeah, it can feel like it's going to waste, but it's not. It's just preparing you for the correct recognition and the correct invitation. And it's very difficult because we live in a capitalist society. We still have to pay the bills. Like, it's all very good to say, I'll just trust. When you're struggling to pay the bills, like I am now, this is where I am, right? Like, I am in the place where I've been looking for a job. I am in the place where, you know, a few times over the last 6 weeks, I haven't been able to pay myself. And that's a problem. But I also know that my response, my panicked response to make shit happen, just creates more chaos, more personal chaos, more life chaos. So I've tried that in the past. Let's just try a different approach this time and see what happens. No expectations. And in the meantime, I'll just figure it out day by day. So that's it from me this week. Until next time. Isn't it interesting that I said to myself, I'm done weekly. And then for the last 3 weeks since I said that, I've put an episode out. So interesting what can happen when we remove the pressure. Anyway, peace out. Carlos and Bees. I'm Carly Mimmo. Da 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 da.